Are you a C.S. Lewis fan? I suspect many of you are. You likely have well-worn copies of Narnia around your home. I'm partial to Lewis's essays myself. The Weight of Glory, there's something I could read again and again. Well, no doubt, C.S. Lewis was a truly great influence. But here's a question for you. Who influenced this influencer? Well, C.S. Lewis himself once said, "As my master, indeed, I fancy I have never written a book in which I did not quote from him." Well, the master that Lewis is referring to is George MacDonald. George MacDonald was born on December 10, 1824, in Huntly in Scotland, about 40 miles northwest of Aberdeen. Huntly had a castle that dated back to the 12th century. It had a golf club, and at that time, a population of about 2,000 or so. George MacDonald's immediate and extended family was full of bibliophiles. Those are people who love books, and literary scholars. Shakespeare, Celtic poetry, the classics, this was the stuff of MacDonald's childhood. At the age of 21, he had an MA from the University of Aberdeen, not in literature, but in all things chemistry and physics. It looked like he might have been on a career path for medicine, but then he set out for theological training. 5 years later, in 1850, he was appointed a minister of a congregational church, and he also took to writing. He wrote The Princess and the Goblin, which is probably his most famous book, was published in 1872. As the title suggests, this is a children's fantasy novel. He also wrote fairy tales, The Light Princess, The Golden Key. He wrote two books on apologetics, published a number of sermons. Not only was he a writer, but he was an influence to writers. We've mentioned C.S. Lewis, but there was also Lewis Carroll. MacDonald was a mentor to Lewis Carroll. In fact, it was MacDonald who influenced Carroll to send his manuscript of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland to a publisher. George MacDonald was married. He had 11 children. All of his life, he suffered from asthma, bronchitis, even tuberculosis. They traveled often to climates that would be conducive to pure air for him. In fact, they spent 20 years as a family living in the French Riviera. While they were there, MacDonald, of course, applied himself to writing, and he set up a bit of a writer's studio, and it was a fairly famous place. And authors from Europe and from Great Britain would come and spend time there and get inspiration for their work and influence each other. And there, the MacDonald family spent 20 years. Well, they moved back to England, and on September 18th, 1905, in England, George MacDonald, this influencer of Lewis, died. Well, let's have Lewis again give the final word. Of MacDonald, Lewis said, "I know hardly any other writer who seems to be closer or more continually close to the spirit of Christ himself. Hence, his Christ-like union of tenderness and severity. Nowhere else outside the New Testament have I found terror and comfort so intertwined." This is Lewis writing of the writings of George MacDonald. And then Lewis says, "I have never concealed the fact that I regarded him as my master. Indeed, I fancy I have never written a book in which I did not quote from him." Well, that's a reference to George MacDonald, the influence behind C.S. Lewis. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish off this week's episode, here's a quote from Gregory of Nazianzus. "The Spirit of God is the author of spiritual regeneration. Here's your proof. None can see or enter into the kingdom except he be born again of the Spirit and be cleansed from the first birth."